gold at a record high. Boy, we've been talking about that here on America Tonight for probably 2 years. And wait till you hear the numbers when we swing into what's going on as far as the markets are concerned and commodities. Yes, oh yes, we will mention it here on America Tonight. In the meantime, big news out of Fort Hood. The Fort Hood shooter finally charged. Remember, he initially was breathing on a ventilator. So once he got off the ventilator and his lawyer came forward and started to tell him about those that were going to represent him and all that other sort of stuff, then the charges could be filed. So the Army psychiatrist slammed with a boatload of charges, and I'm sure you're not surprised. Kate Delaney here, America Tonight. Right off the get-go, let's hear those charges.
Nadal Malik Hassan, a 39-year-old psychiatrist assigned to Darnell Medical Center here at Fort Hood, has been charged with 13 specifications of premeditated murder under Article 118 of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. These are initial charges, and additional charges may be preferred in the future, subject to the ongoing criminal investigation. A press packet will be distributed immediately following this press conference, which will include information explaining the legal process under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. It's important to remember that the preferral of charges is a first step in the court-martial process, and that a charge is merely an accusation. The accused is presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty, and we have a duty and obligation to protect the constitutional rights of everyone involved. Major Hassan has obtained legal representation. An accused soldier has the right to be represented by civilian counsel at no cost to the government, and or by detailed military counsel at no expense to the accused.
All right, so you heard that. Now the question is, he's got the 13 counts, and still this investigating is revealing all kinds of things about Major Hassan. A lot of us aren't surprised based on some of the initial reports on the websites, the postings, what he did at Walter Reed, etc. Now the feds, of course, are doing what we always say to do here on this show and what everybody knows who's in the spy game or certainly in the FBI, and it's follow the money. We learned that from 9/11, obviously. So the feds are looking into whether he had sent money to Pakistan to support a jihad. Can you imagine? He certainly called himself a soldier of Allah. There's no doubt about that. In the course of combing through his apartment, some of the things that they found included business cards, and the business cards had different things written on them, including SOA, which is the son of Allah, and, of course, other things, too, that were related to Islamic jihadist kind of rhetoric. And I think that it's going to get uglier from here, no doubt. So the 13 counts of premeditated murder. He's regained consciousness, as I mentioned, in the hospital. So he's been talking to investigators. That's one thing. And I think it's a question of how they piece this all together. And then there's another weird thing that happened in combing through his stuff. He had a whole bunch of vitamins, which isn't necessarily weird, but bottles of vitamins that also had other medications stuffed in a shoebox, too. Some had prescriptions, or some he prescribed himself. It included a drug to treat HIV that was in the stash. There was about a dozen pills left in that bottle. I guess it had been given to Hassan back in 2001 in San Antonio. So then the question becomes, why is he taking HIV medication, or was he taking it, or was he giving it to other people, or was he worried about exposure to HIV needles? So what was the deal with that? Then there was a closed closet with a sign taped to it, and it said, "Do not open." And a manager there taped the closet door shut after inspecting it and then, of course, letting the media in. And there were all kinds of things, a prayer rug, a green lockbox that was there, Israeli and Jordanian coins, a paper shredder, a bunch of other things as well. So piecing this all together is obviously what these investigators are trying to do as fast as they can. Congressman Pete Hoekstra, Republican out of Michigan, is saying outside of the intelligence community, they have gotten information about Hassan's possible ties to Pakistan, which, of course, is battling a huge, to say the least, is Islamist insurgency movement there. How many times have we talked about Pakistan and what a hornet's nest that is? And I'll tell you, once this Pandora's box gets peeled back even a little bit more, we might be shocked at some of the details that will pour out of this. It's, you know, it's beyond the he was at Walter Reed Medical Center. Something was a problem here. He was talking about Muslims and Muslims fighting Muslims and, you know, all this sort of stuff. But it sounds as though it goes just a tad deeper. It still looks as though he did act alone, but was heavily influenced by websites, by a radical imam, and some of the original things that we started to hear. So we'll talk more about that, obviously, on America Tonight. Also coming up, Robert Liparillo. Boy, I'm having a hard time talking tonight. That's what happens when you down a whole bunch of Crystal Light. He's going to join us to talk about Blackwater, as he knows so much about it. He's wrote a book called Deadlock and investigated it thoroughly for the novel approach that he took. And, of course, Blackwater back in the news again in the last couple of days. Interesting stuff, and we'll dive into that with him, too. As I mentioned at the top, with gold, and I think I'll give you the payoff here, it hit a record high above $1,123. Boy, I think back to a couple of years ago when you could pick up gold for an ounce, you know, probably in the neighborhood of maybe $300 or less. Can you imagine if you had hung on to it at that point? Because, you know, I ultimately think this hits maybe $2,000 or perhaps even 3,000 in the next year, but swinging into February, March, I look for it to really, really soar. And what's the reason for that? Of course, the panic over what's happening with the dollar that continues to get devalued on the world market, the constant printing of money and not accounting for how much money is being printed would be part of what we're seeing with that huge number. Another big story that we'll dive into is the balloon boy parents. Friday, they're expected to plead guilty, and the mother, balloon mama, might be deported to Japan. Can't think of a nicer thing to happen to a more publicity-seeking couple using their kids. Richard and his wife, Heaney, did crazy what they did. Remember the whole balloon thing, and everybody was chasing that balloon, meaning everybody in law enforcement in that area in Fort Collins, etc. So Richard Heaney's been charged with one count of attempting to influence a public servant. It's a Class 4 felony. Kind of the penalty for that, 2 to 6 years, maybe prison, but up to possibly a $500,000 fine. His wife charged with one count of false reporting to law enforcement types, a Class 3 misdemeanor, again, could be up to 6 months in jail. Check out AmericaTonight.net. I have a thing called Blunder of the Day there on the Blunder of the Day. Also, I have more about a scam that's just been released with Iran ties, several mosques, follow the money trail, another one of those things. And we'll also bring that up in more detail coming up here later this hour on America Tonight. Stay with us.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accident or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
Revealed in the New York Times, and then a couple of other news agencies, of course, jumped on the back of this Blackwater stuff. Some of the top dogs at Blackwater authorized secret payments of about $1 million to the Iraqis. The idea was as a payoff to keep them quiet so that they wouldn't criticize Blackwater, and they would get their support after what happened in September of 2007. Remember, where Blackwater security guards fatally shot 17 Iraqi civilians in Baghdad. Who better to have on the show than Robert Liparulo, who's got a great book out, a novel. It's been out for a while. I met him back in March and read the book, no kidding, within like 2 weeks. It's called Deadlock, and it weaves in some of that intrigue, some of the stuff that we're hearing about Blackwater and private security and that kind of stuff. Robert, thanks for hopping on America Tonight again.
Oh, thanks for having me. Good talking to you, Kate.
Hey, your reaction to that the secret payments, I'm going to say you weren't really that surprised.
You know, they keep throwing more stuff out about Blackwater, and it just continues to paint a picture that, as you said, we all suspected, but there was never any proof. And slowly this mosaic is coming into place where it's like, boy, it's not only as bad as we thought, it's worse.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you think that for this whole bribe thing, obviously investigating this, certainly the State Department, et cetera, they know you have to chunk this all together to make it stick. You can't just throw it all against the wall and hope it sticks. But I think they've got some hard stuff on these guys like Gary Jackson, who was the Blackwater president. Do you think now some of them will start to cooperate as a result of not getting a severe punishment, in other words, so they would rat the other guy out? You think we'll start to see some of those dominoes fall?
I think we will, and I think it's going to start, even though it already has started with anonymous sources. But I think really the big one that we're going to see will be Kofor Black, who was the vice chairman at the time of the alleged payoffs. But he was he was very influential in getting the whole Blackwater into the political arena, into the Pentagon, into Iraq. And he's the one that originally I would have said would be the last to rat him out, simply because he's former CIA. He used to be a director in the CIA. But he was very, according to reports, he was very surprised and against the payoffs. And I think, and he ended up resigning, within about 6 months after that, which may or may not have been a factor, but I have a feeling that even though he was CIA, and of course we have our thoughts of what the CIA does and who they are, I think there's still some level of fair play, or, you know, some kind of rule book that everybody in the government who went into the government for patriotic reasons abides by. And Blackwater is starting to emerge really as the company that would do anything and take any kind of money, and just one of those, we're totally fiction type of company that is just dark in every corner. So I think it's going to be Kofor Black that we're going to see come out and actually start knocking those dominoes over.
Yeah, and speaking of the dominoes, the big domino, of course, is Eric Prince. And I'd be curious about that, because supposedly when Black came back from Iraq, he was upset he came back from Iraq, he confronted Prince, who is, of course, the man behind Blackwater. He's the founder, as you know. And Prince supposedly, hey, he said, hey, no problem. I'm not disputing that there was any kind of a bribery plan.
Right.
Now, he said that to him, supposedly. But when he gets called on the carpet about it, if Black flips on him, I'd be really, really interested to see if he wouldn't back down from that position, which I'm thinking he will. Do you?
Right, and it's, yeah, and I think the fact that it's come out that he didn't, that Eric Prince didn't originally deny it, you know, obviously that says a lot about the accuracy of the reports. But I do think he'll reverse, he'll come out and say, well, that's not what I meant.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
What I meant was, if that's the case, of course that's wrong. But you know what's interesting about Blackwater is, as a fiction writer, when I sat down to write Deadlock, for example, I'm always thinking, okay, I want a really bad guy, you know, I want evil. But you always pull back and you say, you know what, that's too evil. You know, nobody's going to buy that. And it's becoming worse than I imagined.
No kidding. I mean, this is all fodder for another book. You're going to have to put another one together along the same lines. And I would think, because this is becoming so intriguing to people, too, and you and I have talked about this with some of your other work, but Deadlock is one of those that has been optioned by Hollywood. This may push what you've written kind of at the top of the line, Robert. That has to get you a little excited.
It does, and right now Mandalay is looking at both Deadlock and Deadfall, which are kind of companion books. One does deal with a Blackwater-type company, that's Deadlock, and the other absolutely not, except that we find out in Deadlock that a Blackwater-type company was funding what happened in Deadfall. But other than that, there's no real connection there. But there is some talk right now of bumping Deadlock up into the first position of production, even though Deadfall actually came before Deadlock as far as the story and the books go. So yes, it is causing interest in the movie business. And originally what was interesting is before the book came out, I had meetings with various studios and producers about the book, and they had that attitude of, yeah, this is kind of a Blackwater kind of company, but you kind of really fictionalize it because look at everything they're doing, from the technology to the fact that the leader is a bad guy. I don't know if we can pull that off. And within months of those meetings, it turns out that really it was all true.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I love it. That's the first thing I thought of when I saw that thing, by the way. I thought of you the other day. I was like, oh, you know, the more awareness, the more that this definitely gets moved up. But and then we talk about Blackwater, and still, don't you think the future, a lot of this is, you're still going to see privatized armies or these kind of security forces, in other words. I still think that you're going to see that across the world.
Yeah, you know, and as we discussed before, I'm not necessarily saying that they're all bad.
Right.
And, you know, I'm saying that you know, under certain guidance, it's bad. It's like a gun or like fire. You know, it could be abused. And there are some good things that can come out of these types of organizations, which is that, you know, we're not gonna really, with companies like this out there, we're never going to see, forced military. We're not going to see the draft anymore because we can just turn to these companies and hire the people who have volunteered to be soldiers. And so for those types of reasons and purposes, and the fact that they're very well trained, you're not instituting a draft and drafting, you know, people right out of high school, and then you have to train them, and how much training are they going to get before you send them over? So you're getting highly skilled people, and you're getting ones who want to be there. So that's the benefit of it. The bad part about it is just not having accountability or a chain of command that really works. And once they sort those two things out, I think there's some good to come out of privatized armies.
Well, yeah, if you can avoid a draft, are you kidding? Absolutely, for one. Absolutely. Robert Liparulo, congratulations on all the success you're having, by the way, with all the books that you're writing. But I really did love Deadlock. And we'll see where this goes as far as Blackwater's concerned. I'm sure we'll be talking to you in the very near future. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you. Good talking with you.
Always good talking with you, too. And, you know, in talking about Blackwater, their strategy pretty much started to become paying off government officials. Now, under our law, it would have been illegal, obviously, but that created a lot of problems inside the company. I think this is why you're seeing what's going on with some of these former executives who are speaking anonymously and all that sort of stuff, who are quoted. Kofor Black is someone that Robert mentioned. He was the company's vice president, and as he said, he's a former CIA guy, top brass at the CIA and State Department. So he's somebody that probably will be pressed hard to come up with some of the information. And he obviously learned of what was going on when he was in Baghdad and hot-footed it out of there because they were discussing compensation for the families of the shooting victims. You know, I guess even with the United States Embassy, some of the officials there. So it's going to get nasty, and the secret payments, and, you know, who was actually what I would call the bag man, and how far you could trace it back to Eric Prince. And if they can get the hard information on it, then you'll see some people really getting grilled and maybe doing some jail time over this stuff. All right, coming up on the flip side, odds and ends. We're going to fill you in on some of the things that are happening heading into the weekend.
Toxins are in our foods, and chemicals are in our air. Chemicals are in our water supply. We purify our air and we purify our water, and yet we forget to purify our bodies. Funny, our bodies continue to absorb these deadly toxins and chemicals every day. Isn't it time to make a change? Maybe a life change? Get rid of toxins and chemicals. GetTheTea.com. Log on to GetTheTea.com and order your protection today. Our testimonies tell the truth. GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals, lose some weight, and get free from unhealthy living. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite.
When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system.
system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Air and Aqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. Air and Aqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? Air and Aqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. Air and Aqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Coming up, we're going to tell you on America Tonight, while all of you have been burned, all of you listening that have been burned by overdraft fees that are ridiculous and a lot of times are incorrect and they just seem to go up, you're going to be happy by something that has just been announced as far as the overdraft gouging from many of the banks is concerned. Of course, I'm sure the banks aren't happy about it. Speaking of not being happy, there's some people in a couple of mosques across the United States and a big fat tower in Manhattan that can't be too thrilled by what's going on with them. The federal government is seizing assets belonging to the Alvey Foundation and the Asa Corporation. I'm sure you're saying, who cares? What's that? Well, they're involved in a Manhattan skyscraper and four mosques. And allegedly, they've got some big links to the Iranian government. How big? Well, they were apparently laundering money for Iran. A U.S. attorney in New York announced a filing of an amended civil complaint, and that's what they're seeking, the forfeiture of the foundation. And the interest is, one of the big ones is what I said, is that big office tower on 5th in Midtown Manhattan. Now, there is a partnership between the two companies, and obviously they've dug into this, and what was filed, the complaint, what that says is that foundation provided services to the government and transferred money from 650 Fifth Avenue Company to a bank in Iran, Iran's largest state-owned financial entity, period. So, and even last year, this bank, Meli, was designated as a proliferator for supporting Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile programs and also funneling money to the Revolutionary Guard and some others as well, considered terrorist groups by the United States. So, of course, the bank at the time, and I remember this, issued a big no, big fat denial, big statement saying that they didn't have any involvement in any kind of deceptive banking practices. But if they're trying to bring down this foundation and this building in Manhattan, the offices in Manhattan, and also the mosques that we're talking about in Maryland, Virginia, Texas, and California, excuse me, one of them is in Houston, Texas, huge mosque. And, you know, they're full speed ahead on this one. They say that this is money laundering. So, and they've got big detail on this. And part of the foundation's affairs were directed by a bunch of officials in Iran, including ambassadors to the United Nations, who would obviously be in violation of a bunch of American laws. Former president of that foundation is under investigation as well for criminal and civil things. They won't even release what they were, but they have to have some hard dope on them or they wouldn't be able to do that, particularly with those ties to the United Nations. So the buildings, as far as I know, because I checked on this slightly before we went on the air, they are still open and they're still operating. So it might take some time, but they slapped them pretty good with this one. Now, the New York Tower was built in the 70s by a nonprofit operated by the Shah of Iran to pursue the country's charitable interests in the U.S., is what they said, right? And that bank financed the construction, and it's very close to Rockefeller Center. And then, of course, you know, you have the Iranian Revolution and the Islamic Republic of Iran establishes itself and, you know, renames what was originally going by the company that was going by another name, renames it the Alvey Foundation, and they take possession of that property in New York and start to manage it. So with the mosques, same thing. They have their tentacles out there, and I mentioned the states, New York, Maryland, California, and Texas. And then even at the even at a mosque in Queens, a couple of people were alarmed by that, saying that there was they showed up to the mosque and they had a court document that had the terms of the case tacked to the front door. There was even a letter from the U.S. Attorney's Office. So they're trying to warn the people who frequent, I think, some of these mosques, too. And, man, when they talk about laundering money and now saying even criminal activity, what does that mean? And if it takes a while for this litigation to go through, I think that this goes along with what we're saying about what's happening right under our noses. And people have really no idea. We talked about this at length in our last show when we were talking about Hassan on a different note and homegrown terrorism. Now you have the situation with these guys from Iran and a couple of them who were in the UN. And what are they doing? I mean, besides laundering money, what other things are going on there? I have a bad gut feeling that the criminal activity could be twice as bad. All right, this is the good news. The Federal Reserve today announced new rules that are going to ban banks, yes, probably yours, from charging overdraft fees on debit card and ATM transactions unless a consumer opts into an overdraft program, okay? Because you know how confusing that can be. Overdraft fees sometimes, and I think most banks now charge at least $30, but even up to $35 for withdrawing more money than they have in their accounts. And, you know, under the Fed's rules, all of us, including existing account holders would have the choice to sign up for the overdraft services or not to do that. If you opt out of the overdraft program, then you get the dollar amounts greater than greater than what the account balances is would be denied. So you wouldn't get screwed up that way. In other words, when you don't have enough in there or something happens, that's where people are getting nipped, which is crazy. You go for the overdraft funding, and then you end up getting hijacked on the other side because you have to pay so much when the money's not there. It makes absolutely no sense. Sam in Montreal, I think it's great. I do. All of us at some point, I don't care how responsible you are with money, all of us at some point have been a victim of this, like identity theft and somebody takes a bunch of money out of your account. That happened to me where you didn't know it, and I was lucky. I didn't have any overdraft fees, but I have had lots of friends that have had that happen to them where they didn't have enough to cover what somebody else had taken out of their account. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hey, how you doing? Gorgeous.
Good.
Talking about that, at one time I had two credit cards, I think, and one of them, someone had stolen the number and amassed a pretty fair amount. So I called the particular company, and the person was taking a sweet time, and I said, can I speak to so-and-so? You could tell in her voice, she was scared silly. Because the head of security for the Montreal region of this particular credit card company, I knew him from Little League Baseball. So it was like, okay, and I said basically to him, when your son pitches, and I did a little bribing, do you want the strike zone to change? He goes, okay, I'll have it done. You know, he calls me 20 minutes. a little bribey, but I mean, and then after that, I said, with all due respect, Jean Guy, typical French Canadian name, Jean Guy, I said, with all due respect, I'm going to destroy the card because, you know, once bitten, twice shy. So that's what I did. I destroyed that particular card, and I don't use that. And every year that particular credit card company sends me one. I just write back, return to sender.
Don't go there.
Right. And, besides that, Prince Charles finally left Canada today. Woohoo.
Was his trip a big deal to the Canadians? Were lots of pictures in the papers and stuff?
For a lot of people, it was. Especially yesterday being what we call here in Canada, Remembrance Day, Armistice Day, you know, whatever you want to call it. People were saying, okay, what kind of uniform is he going to wear when he's going to the War Memorial at Parliament Hill? Because he's Colonel in Chief of 7 different regiments here in Canada. He showed up wearing a Canadian Army dress uniform. We thought, now that's class, because he didn't want to say, oh, I like this regiment better. So he just showed up in the Canadian Army uniform and all the medals he's got. And I'm thinking, like, just think if you had to wear that uniform with all the medals going through security.
Oh, yeah, it'd be crazy, wouldn't it?
Oh, big time. Now, you know I referee football.
Right.
This Saturday, I'm doing a provincial championship, and I'm doing it with that girl I told you about. And how'd she get the gig? We have, because we deal with 5 different associations in the Montreal area. So one president, because I was sitting in because I'm the second vice president of my regional association, he had this attitude, our officials are the best. We should get all the head referee assignments. We should get, blah, blah. So the president of a provincial association looked at him and went, yeah, in your dreams. He said, either we get everything in charge or I'm not sending anybody. So a provincial assigner said, fine. He says to my president, can we get somebody? He looks at me and says, who do you think? I lean over. I says, oh, Elizabeth, abound. He goes, who the hell sang that? I said, the Statler Brothers. He went, because he's French-Canadian, he went, he? Which means who?
So yeah, he was surprised.
So she'll be with me on Saturday, and you know who will be with me. And she said, if anything happens to me, she's going to come over and personally punch the coach out.
Oh boy, you have good friends. They're always there to get. They have your back all the time, Sam. Thanks, Sam. Have a great weekend. We're going to tell you about the sentence in the killing of a TV anchorwoman. Stay with us.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996, RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Correct a wrong from the Clinton administration days in 1993. I'm going to tell you what that's about in just a minute here on America Tonight. Kate hanging out with you from coast to coast and everywhere in between and even outside the borders. I'll tell you, to me, this is one of the biggest blunders of the day. I got to really annihilate this jury in Little Rock, Arkansas. They had the chance to kill, to give the death penalty to a 26-year-old man named Curtis Vance, who to me doesn't deserve to breathe any of the air on this planet. And the reason why, and why am I being so harsh? So you don't, if you don't know the story, here's what happened. There's a television anchor who was very popular in this area, obviously in Little Rock, Arkansas. Just a kid, really. Young in her career. In fact, she'd gotten a big break. She did a little cameo in the movie W. Well, here she was, the morning anchor, so she had odd hours, you know, where you have to leave your apartment building at a strange time, like 3 in the morning or whatever. And her mother would call her each and every day to make sure that she was okay. And one morning she doesn't get any answer, doesn't understand this entire time she's been able to get her daughter. Now, the television personality's name was Ann Pressley. And what happened was this animal, Curtis Vance, who now at least was convicted of capital murder, rape, and burglary in the attack at her house, decided that he would go and rob her and brutalize her. And what he did was, sadly, Presley's mother, when she was worried that she couldn't get a hold of her daughter, ran over to where she lived, you know, got in her car, drove over there, and found her daughter in a bloody, pulsating mess, barely breathing. And of course, can you imagine what it would be like to see your child in that position, complete shock? So her 26-year-old daughter is laying there gasping for air, didn't get the wake-up call because she couldn't get to the phone. She was dying on the floor of her apartment. She was laying there like a broken egg. Her head practically broke open on the floor. And that's how her mother finds her. So what he did is he went in to steal. I guess he was in the neighborhood trying to steal laptop computers and whatever. So he went into her place somehow got in through a door. Oh, I know what it was. It was a door that was there for the dogs. Oof. That just tells you to watch those doggy doors. And anyway, he found the computer he wanted and then found her, too. And so that's when he decided to brutalize her. He lost control. He slammed her over and over again. And they had so much evidence, DNA evidence. That's how they were able to eventually catch him and nail him for the crime. But how awful for that mother. She died 2008, just a little over a year ago, 5 days after that assault that crushed her face and left her really just gasping for air. So anyway, so the jury has the chance to kill this SOB, and they didn't do it. Instead of going for taking the capital murder charge, and nailing it, sticking it to him with the death penalty, they decided not to do that. They could select either the death penalty or a life sentence, and instead, he gets the life sentence. And I think that's too bad. That's a missed opportunity. This was one where they had him dead to rights, and I think that especially he had brutalized another woman, and they connected him to that attack and rape as well. I think that they should have come down harder on him, and they should have given him the needle, anything, just suck him off the planet. So that was a missed opportunity to me. Here's another missed opportunity, at least right now it is. Back in 93, under the Clinton administration, this is when they decided that the Army wouldn't allow, military basically, wouldn't allow folks to carry their own firearms. They couldn't do that. They couldn't carry them around on the base, personal firearms. So instead, most military bases have a few military police, because you got to think of this, and I thought of this the other day, and I think other people may be talking about this too. Of course, there's not as many MPs, because why? There's so much demand with our voluntary military to serve in Iraq and Afghanistan. You don't have a base that has as much protection as you would think. So now you've got these unarmed soldiers who really couldn't do anything other than hide or cower or, you know, try to play dead when Major Malik Hassan decided to stand on a desk, shout out Allah Akbar, and shoot down into the cubicles where people were trapped. And, of course, there were people who tried to scatter, tried to cover other people and all that other sort of stuff, but they were unarmed, so they couldn't nail them. So for 10 minutes, it was a barrage of fire. And you think about this, and now these men and women, here they are in a base where they're killed in our soil or wounded, like so many were wounded. And then they go to Afghanistan. Well, geez, they have the guns there, thank goodness, right? And I happened to see this interview, but on CNN, there was one of the women whose husband was hacked on the base, survived. She was asked about it, you know, about her husband being deployed in January to Afghanistan. And she said back to John Roberts, I think, who was the anchor, well, at least he's safe there and he can fire back, right? And what a point. I thought, touche. It is pretty mind-boggling when you think about it that we don't have soldiers that can carry their own firearms. We don't trust what? Our soldiers with guns on an army base when these are the same guys crawling around in Iraq and Afghanistan? I'm going to say that they need to reverse that. The forbidding the military personnel from carrying their own personal firearms, unless there's it mandates that a credible and specific threat against the personnel has to be in that region before anybody could be authorized to carry firearms for personal protection. I'm going to say foul on that big time, because you can't have another situation like we just had happen in Fort Hood. If somebody had a gun, boom, he's dead, gone. You're done. You hit a couple people, hopefully they haven't been killed, and you're done. And, of course, our minds aren't thinking that your peers are going to shoot you on the base, but now we've seen what's happened. So if an attack occurs, you've got, think about it, civilians with permitted concealed handguns, they are carrying, you know, they're carrying the handguns. That could limit the damage. If I'm in a mall somewhere in Texas and some crazy thing happens and somebody with me's got a gun, boom, somebody pulls that out, they know how to work it, you're done. End of story. Well, you hope, anyway. Bottom line is there's a chance to fight back. You know, you can't bring a knife to a shootout, right? I mean, this was like the Wild West. 10 minutes must have been an incredible amount of time for the people who were trapped at Fort Hood. All of the victims, think about it. And they were in places where concealed handguns aren't allowed. They're banned. So, you know, seizing on this whole theory about Hassan and he's got the gun and, ooh, let's control the guns. I'm going to say the reverse. If you're talking about you're on a base, yeah, it's like it doesn't make sense to me. This doesn't make sense to me. You have 18, 19, 20-year-olds who are risking their lives to go and serve the country, right? They're in Iraq, they're in Afghanistan, they're in other places, but they can't have a drink, according to being 21, you know, the 21 limit. Of course, in some of the ports that they're in, I guess they would be able to do that. But it's like the drinking age for people who are in the military. Except for this is even one step higher, a little bit more severe. When you think of somebody being on a base, getting ready to be deployed and being killed, gunned down, shot in cold blood, just imagine if it wasn't a gun-free area. If there were people that were allowed to carry, then the unthinkable might not have been as tragic. And who knows if anyone would have lost their life. They might have survived, we don't know. But since 93, that hasn't been allowed to happen. You might have a different opinion on that. You can share it with me by emailing us the old-fashioned way, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I think it's better to let those guys pack, and then perhaps what we're talking about with Major Hassan, it might not have been such a high, sad, and tragic body count.
It's crazy. We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time.